Tell me about the work that you're doing with your health survey, going door to door, and what kind of results you've had with that.
I've only done like 25 or 30, and they're pretty intense because you're asking people everything that you can imagine. That some of that information I wouldn't want to share with the general public, but people are doing it. They're answering the questions. I mean, people are coming clean about miscarriages, birth defects, deaths in the family, all kinds of things, and it's going pretty well, and we hope to do a whole bunch this weekend.
What's your goal with those?
To prove to the TCQ that we have a cancer cluster and a birth defect cluster in this neighborhood.
Once you do that, what's the next step? Does the TCQ or the EPA have to come in and act?
We're hoping that they will do what they did in Blackwell, Oklahoma, and force a buyout of the whole area. But that's hope. It doesn't mean they're going to do anything. They could tell us we're crazy and ignore us. The TCQ doesn't respond unless they're forced to. And then as one of their employees put it, they're nothing more than a janitorial service. Industry is here to pollute, and they're here to clean.
Who told you that?
Omar Valdez, project manager for the Donna Park. And I just couldn't believe that came out of his mouth.
How does it feel for you personally? I mean, you've lived here almost your whole life, and your mother lived here, and you've obviously got strong ties to your neighbors and your community.
I don't have to be here. I choose to be here to help the neighborhood. I could have left years ago. I'm not leaving until everybody leaves.
Which companies are you asking to buy you out?
I would say if they would all pitch in, there's 16 port industries, and they're all guilty of polluting us. I think they should join together and make it a little easier on all of them. They're all complaining they're poor. They didn't make no money. The recession hit them, you know. Well, if everybody pitches in a little bit, it shouldn't cost them that much. We estimated, we kind of did a rough, you know, figure. If they were to come in here and buy every house from Academy Heights to Hillcrest, that's 1,000 homes, it would cost them $100 million, maybe. And that's on the high end. Nobody's asking for $200,000 for a house. They're asking for the tax rev value, some money to move on, so they can get to where they need to go.